Oil prices are down again today to near the lowest levels in years. Gas prices down a bit, but not to the lowest levels in years. AAA says the average gallon now sells for $2.58 nationwide. There are some places in the Southeast where it's below $2 a gallon. Marilyn Gwax, senior business editor at NPR, joins us to discuss. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's get to that disconnect in a moment. But first, what is driving oil prices down so much?
Boy, it is such a price beatdown. This actually started last summer. You know, in June of 2014, a barrel of West Texas crude was selling for around $107 a barrel. And then all of a sudden, right around 4th of July of last summer, prices just started to fall, and nobody really saw that coming. They just kept falling and falling, and through the, you know, the autumn into the winter, finally around St. Patrick's Day of this year, we got to that $43 a barrel. And, you know, really what it was like the sound of foreheads being slapped all over the world when everybody realized that there was just a lot more pumping going on than anybody thought. In this country, we had producers getting that shale formation oil out. The OPEC countries, they didn't want to lose market share to the Americans. So this global oil glut was developing just at a time when China's growth was slowing down. And also, you know, a lot of us drive more fuel-efficient cars these days. So we've been using less oil. You put that together. I'm talking about declining demand, rising supplies. That's your recipe for a price plunge.
But as you said, the prices started to go back up around St. Patrick's Day. So what happened there?
Well, you know, when we got into April, May, June, anytime the weather starts to go up, driving picks up some. So we started to recover a little from that demand. But more than that, everybody sort of thought, well, you know, drilling will pull back. People will ease off on some of that oil glut. So we got to a pretty stable plateau where oil was around $60 a barrel. That seemed pretty good. In June, gasoline was about $2.80 a gallon. Oil was right around $60. So it looked like, okay, we're about to chill and reach kind of a stable plateau.
And then we didn't. We started falling again.
Oh, the world's so full of surprises. In the last couple of weeks, again, foreheads slap. You know, investors started to realize that actually people weren't pulling back from all of that drilling. You know, it turned out that China's economy was actually worse than we thought.
Right.
So this week they devalued their currency. You've been talking about that, I'm sure. You know, you've got production running at these historic highs. So really, you've got a glut going on. There's a new report out from the International Energy Agency, and they say that oil supplies are still growing really fast. Mm. So even though demand is perking up. Yes, more of us are buying trucks and SUVs again. But overall, we're pumping like crazy, and it's still those supplies are exceeding the demand. So we're back to about $43 a barrel.
So why haven't gas prices fallen along with that yet?
No, but there's that problem. You're right. So the oil prices have dropped a lot, but gasoline has gone down only maybe 8% since June. And that's, you know, there are a lot of things that go into gasoline, like the refineries have a big role to play. And in fact, in Chicago area, they're paying a lot more for gas now because there's a refinery problem. And, you know, station owners, they're always slower to cut prices than to raise them. So, you know, there are some problems there. But most experts say that the prices will keep falling, and probably by Christmas-ish time, we'll be down to maybe below $2 a gallon again nationwide.
We have to wait till Christmas for that present. Marilyn Gwax at NPR, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.